Good morning and welcome to First Take. As you can see, we broke the news yesterday as we were closing the show, and now we will react to all of it. Christopher Mad Dog Russo, good morning. Stephen A. Smith, Kimberly A. Martin. I'm Molly Karam. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get it started. Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson suspended 11 games and fined $5 million after a settlement between the NFL and NFLPA after he was accused by more than two dozen women of sexual misconduct during massage sessions. Watson will also undergo mandatory evaluation by behavioral experts and follow their suggested treatment program. Watson's fine and $1 million contributions from both the NFL and Browns will create a fund to support nonprofit organizations in the United States that educate young people on healthy relationships, promote education and prevention of sexual misconduct and assault, support survivors and related causes. Despite Browns owner Jimmy Haslam saying Deshaun is remorseful, yesterday the quarterback met with the media and maintained his innocence. Take a listen.
I've always stood on my innocence and always said that I've never assaulted anyone or disrespected anyone, and I'm continuing to stand on that. But at the same time, I have to continue to push forward with my life and my career. I've apologized to all women. So anybody that was affected, even yourself, everything. So I'm apologizing to everyone that was affected about this whole situation. I'm moving on with my career and my life, and I'm continuing to stand on my innocence. Just because, you know, settlements and things like that happen doesn't mean that a person is guilty for anything. I feel like a person has the opportunity to stand on his innocence and prove that, and we prove that on the legal side, and we're just going to continue to push forward as an individual and as a person.
Now I'll share with you a statement from Roger Goodell. Deshaun has committed to doing the hard work on himself that is necessary for his return to the NFL. The settlement requires compliance with professional evaluation and a treatment plan and a significant fine and a more substantial suspension. We are grateful to Judge Robinson and Peter Harvey for their efforts in addressing these matters, which laid the foundation for reaching this conclusion. All right, we'll go around the table, but Christopher, I want to start with you here. What's your reaction to this punishment?
I think the NFL got it right. I think that six games is way too light. I think that Robinson, the ex-federal judge, she probably did, based on guidelines, what she had to do. I mean, obviously, I think the NFL wanted 12 games because in week 12 they play at Houston. So that's going to be a carnival down in Houston with Watson returning. The $5 million fine is symbolic more than anything else. He's making $230 million. The $5 million fine is not a big deal. For Watson, it's about playing time. For Watson, it's about a season, and he got his season amputated. He hasn't played in 700 days. He's not going to be able to practice fully until November 14th. Who knows where he's going to be for those last six games? I know in a perfect world, I would have loved the season. But I think when you think about it, and I'm not interested, everybody's going to bring up, well, how about Kraft and how about the whole thing with Snyder? I'm looking at this specifically in this one instant. This particular case, I think the NFL did the right thing. They wanted more games. It's a CBA. So how many more games can you get? You know, you got a CBA process here. You have a judge who makes a ruling. And then, of course, you have Goodell who picks the arbiter. So there really wasn't much he could do. And I think 11 games is okay with. I think it's appropriate. Perfect world the whole season. I'll live with 11. Watson's got to do a better job of handling the media. Just walk out saying, well, you know what? I maintain my innocence. Put a statement out and go away. Nobody wants to hear his statements about, well, I think I'm still innocent, but I'll move on with my life. It just doesn't read right.
The NFL wasn't thrilled about that either.
Yeah, nor should they be. Nor should they be. But as far as the specifics of an 11-game suspension, and again, a $5 million fine, you want to make a big deal about that? I think the NFL got it right.
Kimberly?
Either Deshaun Watson exhibited behavior that was egregiously disturbing or he didn't. For the NFL to push for a year, and even Chris is saying, you know, in a perfect world it'd be a year, but I can live with 11. I think yesterday, all of it just felt like theater. It felt like, it felt really disingenuous. I don't know how you have that many women, that many lawsuits, and say and feel like yesterday justice was served. Now, Watson did say, you know, the legal process, you know, it played out, and just because you settle essentially doesn't mean you're guilty. Non-indictments don't mean innocence either. So I just think the magnitude of the women, the magnitude of the lawsuits, it's hard to walk away from yesterday when we went from six games, the league wanted all 17, and now we're at 11, and he's returning in Houston. Like, it all feels like theater and a circus, and I understand it's a compromise. I get it. All sides. When a good compromise is reached, no sides are happy. Watson's camp isn't happy. The league isn't happy. But yesterday really came down to everybody just wants to get back to business, and business is football, and this is a football move made for a football player that the Browns think can win them Super Bowls. That's what it's about. So don't tell me about we care about women. I can live with 11 games, because it's not about us. It's about this situation, about these women. It's about Deshaun. And as much as Dee Haslam wanted to say yesterday that this isn't about Deshaun, we can stop talking about ma'am, it is about Deshaun. This is why we're here, because you guys made a football move for this player.
I appreciate your take, Kimberly and Doggy. And Molly, I'm sure we've heard from you before, and we'll hear from you again this morning, because we should. Let me be very, very serious with what I'm about to say. We all got to be grown-ups in the United States of America in terms of looking at this situation for what it truly, truly is. The fact of the matter is, Mad Dog Russo wasn't in attendance. I wasn't there. Kimberly, you weren't there. Molly, you weren't there. None of us were there. We have 24-plus women who have accused Deshaun Watson of sexual misconduct. According to the New York Times, we had 66 massage therapists that he had seen over the span of a year dating back from March of 2021 to this year. Now, common sense tells us if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it ain't a damn mongoose. Something smells here. Something is awry. There is no doubt about that. And so there is a level of guilt that we attach to him primarily because of the mountain of those accusations, combined with the fact that he's proclaiming he is innocent. And nobody's going to believe that you're innocent when 24 different women are accusing you of the same damn thing. That's one side. The flip side, however, is that he has proclaimed his innocence. Not one, but two grand juries refused to indict him. No criminal charges were brought against him. And so you have a situation where this was a civil case. They went after him civilly. And so as a result, I took the liberty of talking to my attorney. My attorney happens to be a wonderful, wonderful black woman that I have known that has been one of my best friends in the world for the past 25 years. And here's what she said. Implication in regards to Deshaun Watson, for people who believe that he should have come out and pronounced and apologized and pronounced his guilt. She wanted to make the case he was not indicted by a grand jury. Double jeopardy only applies if he is tried. So admitting guilt could possibly implicate him going back before a grand jury on charges. So think about that for a second here. We're looking at him. We're clamoring for a level of contrition, something that says you're guilty. You know what you did. Apologize for it. But we're not taking into account that a grand jury not once but twice refused to indict him. And anything that he says which could lend itself towards his guilt can open him up to possibly being prosecuted. Why would he do that? Now, I know it's not popular. I know it's not popular to say that. I get all of that. But if they got civil cases against you, civil cases means they're looking for some punitive damage, some level of monetary compensation. The fact of the matter is, he knows he ain't got one of them. He ain't got two. He ain't got five. He ain't got 10. He got 24 cases against him that he had to settle. The best order of business is to shut the hell up. That's the best thing you could do. And so then when you go before the media, the public, the Cleveland Browns people talking about the National Football League, what do you want the NFL to do? The NFL said we weren't satisfied with the six games. We won is behind going for the entire year. But the Players Association and the players themselves, and Kimberly doing an extraordinary job of covering the National Football League all of these years the way you do it, you know this is absolutely true because you've reported on it. They've complained about Roger Goodell's power for years. So you got an arbitrator in the mix. The arbitrator gave him 6 games. The NFL had a right to appeal. They appealed. Then all of a sudden another judge, the appellate judge, comes into play and they agree to 11 games. Roger Goodell won it the whole year. He didn't get it because the system in place that was collectively bargained stripped him of the power you didn't want him to have. So now a judge has made that decision and we complaining about too. When are we going to stand up and go and just acknowledge this is America? At the end of the day, if he says he's innocent, they say he's guilty. Somewhere along the way, we try to find out what the hell happened. The NFL's a private industry. They investigated the matter. They ain't giving us all the details. They're not giving it to us. Their system says this is what he got. Criminally, he wasn't even charged. What else do we want?
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
One thing I think you said that I'm not sure is totally accurate is that Roger Goodell could have exerted his power here.
Okay.
He could have said, I want it to be 1 year. He has that power to do this in this situation.
But here's the problem with that. Because Roger Goodell collectively bargained to give it to an appellate judge.
Yeah.
And one judge ruled 6 games and the other judge came to this conclusion. Now you've got a situation where he's got an abundance of players, over 1,600 plus players to deal with, a players association to deal with, owners to deal with, because again, if he proceeds, if he goes that route, then all of a sudden, okay, what about Daniel Snyder and what's been going on in the nation's capital, along with a bevy of other things that we may not be privy to? It's an ugly mess. We all understand that what's going on here. Nobody's proclaiming Deshaun Watson is innocent. What we're saying is we don't know the extent of his guilt. Because he says he's innocent. They investigated it. There were no criminal charges. I'm just wondering, I'm asking a question.
Yeah.
Can anybody definitively say, based on the facts, that we know what should happen to him?
Here's what I would like to happen to him, and I'm glad you brought up the owner. So in the report, Judge Robinson had said they met the burden of proof for establishing
Who met the burden of proof?
Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They met the burden of proof for establishing that sexual assault had taken place and predatory behavior.
Okay.
So I wish Roger Goodell had exerted his power here and said, 1 year, we don't want to see him on the field this season. I'm glad you brought up the owners, the personal conduct policy. It's too generic.
Yes.
There's
you've
a hard and fast rule for PEDs. There's mm-hmm. a hard and fast rule for gambling, and mm-hmm. there should be when you violate a woman. And I would like to see that be a year. And I would like it, Stephen, and I'm so glad you brought that up. I would like that also to be extended to owners, yes. not just
so
players.
Would I. So would I. But I must ask you and Kimberly this question.
Yeah, please do.
We are in the political PC times have definitely elevated itself. We have to make sure. So I don't want to assume, I don't want to say definitively, but I think it's safe to assume that the judge, Sue L. Robinson, mm-hmm. is a woman. Mm-hmm. Is that a safe bet?
I think so.
I think that's a safe bet. Don't you think that's a safe bet? Kimberly, is that a safe bet that Sue L. Robinson is a woman? I'm sorry. How come nobody is bringing up the fact? How come nobody is bringing up the fact that a woman as a judge only gave him six games?
There's more to that context, and Kimberly, I'll let you weigh in.
So
part of the reason it was six, and then Kimberly, I'll let you piggyback, is because of what I talked about, the personal conduct policy, and it needs to be modified. And she looked at the NFL's past and how they handled things in the past.
Right.
But they were wrong in the past, so okay. they're not right here either.
Okay.
So that's where she came with it. She did believe it should have been a harsher punishment, and part of that was because she thought Deshaun Watson didn't show remorse. Kimberly, go ahead.
Yeah, Sue Robinson looked at precedent. This was an opportunity. I think a lot of people felt like this was an opportunity for her to set new precedent. But
yes.
she was looking at
that's
the NFL has created this sort of benchmark or this sort of rubric, and this is what I'm following. And the most games that has ever been given out is six, so that's what I'm going to go with. I think this situation with Deshaun Watson, and people say it's he said, she said, it's really he said, she said, she said, and then times that by 24, right? Okay. So I think the gender thing with Sue and all that, I understand the thread that you're going with, Stephen A.
No,
but
I just asked
I would like us not to read. Yeah, no, but I would like it to not stay there in the gender
okay.
because when people hear me talking about this Deshaun Watson situation, it's not, I don't speak from a place of as a woman. I speak from a place of as a reporter covering the NFL for over a decade. I speak as somebody who has been around this team, who was there at the introductory press conference, who was mm-hmm. there when Deshaun Watson spoke for the first time in OTAs or minicamp. I was not there yesterday, but I've been around this team. The idea that you know, I was upset that Jimmy Haslam and Dee Haslam weren't there for the introductory press conference. And I made it known. And people in the organization weren't happy because I said I thought it was weak that they would give this kind of money to this player in this situation and not be there and take accountability, be there in the room and left mm-hmm. their GM, Andrew Berry, sitting mm-hmm. there to field all those questions. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Jimmy and Dee spoke. And as I'm watching, I thought, wow, what is this? And I'm actually glad that they did speak because Jimmy Haslam said the quiet part out loud. He literally said, people deserve second chances, don't you think? And he tried to equate Deshaun Watson to Kareem Hunt, except Kareem Hunt was brought on a minimum deal. You gave Deshaun Watson a record-breaking contract. You rewarded Deshaun Watson in the midst of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because of your desperation, because Jimmy Haslam said it, because mm-hmm. he's a star quarterback. That is the only reason we are here.
Okay.
So the idea that we want to make this about, if he wasn't as good as he is, we would not be having this conversation. Because Jimmy Haslam said it. If he was Joe Smith, we wouldn't be having this conversation,
okay.
right?
Okay, but let me respond to that. Number one, you can use that word reward. I say, he was hired. He was hired. He can ball in a way most people can't. So Jimmy Haslam and the desperate, pathetic Cleveland Browns, I'm talking about their history. I'm saying they didn't mm-hmm. win since 19. I'm making a point is what I'm trying to say to you. He was hired because he's hired to achieve something they ain't been able to achieve since 1964 when Jim Brown was playing, before you and I were born. That's a fact. All right, we understand that. Y'all bring up Sue L. Robinson. I'm bringing up a woman judge for this reason. We work here at ESPN. Ever heard of ESPNW? I have. They do a phenomenal job for this company. And one of the things, one of the reasons why they do such a phenomenal job is because ESPNW brings a perspective that was lacking for years. And so the point that I'm trying to make to you, when you say you don't want to stay in the gender place, I'm not limiting. I would never limit you, Molly, nor any other woman to a gender place. But I do applaud the difference in gender because I want people to hear from Kimberly Martin. I want people to hear from Molly because guess what? I don't have all the answers. And as a black man, I might come from a different perspective. As a white man in the 60s, Mad Dog Russo may come from a different perspective. The fact of the matter is you've got women all over the place throughout corporate America and beyond who highlight, who never hesitate to highlight. There's a perspective that y'all bring to the table that men may not have. So there's nothing wrong with being in that gender place. But in the end, when we bring up that gender to highlight that a judge refused, she elected not to set precedent. She followed it. She didn't have to. She chose to, mm-hmm. especially when you knew that Roger Goodell and the NFL already wanted him gone for a year.
But, Stephen A., guess what? Roger Goodell could have set precedent then.
Agreed.
If he dropped the ball, Sue Robinson, then Roger Goodell could have stepped
in. But what I'm asking you is this. Fine. When have we not blamed Roger Goodell? I'm saying, but why are we going to run away from what Sue L. Robinson's judgment was? Why would we do that? Because we don't, again, if there's no criminal charges, mm-hmm. if not one but two, and I, by the way, not only one but two grand juries, and let me just say it, a black man in Texas, okay, in Texas, two grand juries elected not to criminally charge him. I'm looking at him and I'm saying, ain't no way in hell he's innocent of 24 different allegations, but I can't ignore the fact that two grand juries refused to drop criminal charges on him and that there's no, of all these women, 24 cases, not one got a criminal case brought against them. That's hard to ignore, y'all. It's just hard to ignore.
He's not
Wait.
He's not just a regular black man in Texas. Like, let's not, like, I get what you're trying to say, but it's not like Deshaun Watson was just
I just
dude.
Said a black man in Texas. That, I didn't say nothing. I didn't use that word regular.
Right.
I'm just saying a black man in Texas, who, by the way, wanted to leave Texas. Who, by the way, wanted to leave Texas and had built a level of venom aimed in his direction by folks in Texas because he wanted to skip town on the team.
Okay. I think we're getting a little off target here.
I don't think we are.
Kimberly, I want to talk to you on one thing. So Stephen A. agrees with the NFL game, the NFL's punishment of 11 games. Mad Dog also agrees. I said I thought it should have been the entire year. Where were you on this?
I bring up the question of, did he commit egregiously disturbing behavior? Because that's what Sue L. Robinson found. And I think if, Molly, to your point, if she's saying that the burden of proof was met, mm-hmm. the six games felt very light. Hearing 11 games felt light because it's either you think he's guilty or he's not. You know, 11 games is too harsh if you believe if there's no evidence that Deshaun Watson is just out here and all these women are colluding to take him down, like, then 11 games is too much. But if there is, for any reason, Sue L. Robinson, Peter Harvey, like, all these people feel like there is enough here to suspend him, why is it six? Why is it 11? Why is this not more disturbing to people and it's not a full season? This is what I don't understand. Either he is guilty of this egregiously disturbing behavior or he's not. And to act like, to act like this is just okay and we're on to business, this is, everybody's just getting on to football, I think is a difficult thing to swallow, not just for women, but for football fans, not just in Cleveland, but for football fans everywhere, that this is just another example. The Browns and the NFL are banking on the fact that everybody moves on. That when Deshaun Watson finally steps on the field and he throws touchdowns, the Browns are hoping, and he wins Super Bowls, that all this will be a footnote on this season. But I don't, and that doesn't sit right with me.
Let me just say one thing the NFL did do right, though. He is getting evaluated and put in a treatment program. So he will be getting therapy prior to going on the field.
Haslam isn't the only one who wanted Watson. The Carolina owner wanted Watson. Arthur Blank, who's a good man in Atlanta,
yes.
Big fan of you. He wanted mm-hmm. Watson and
Eagles
the Saints.
Eagles were interested. Yeah, there mm-hmm. were 12 or 13 teams. Yes.
So I am not a big Haslam fan. I have nothing. I'm not a big fan. He had issues, mm-hmm. of course, with his own company, mm-hmm. but he's not the only one. Number two, Goodell is in a tricky spot because he could have appointed himself as the final arbiter. He did not because he doesn't want to get accused of being, you know, judge, jury, and all that by the players. So he appointed the attorney general there, Peter Harvey, to do it. So he says to himself, okay, if I don't make a deal here and Harvey comes up with a huge penalty, then I'm going to have the Players Association sue in federal court because the Players Association is going to do what Players Association do. Mm-hmm. They are going to defend their players. No matter what, all associations do it. The baseball guys do it. They all do it. No matter how bad it is, they defend the players. And so Goodell says, let me see here. I could fight for a year. I could have appointed myself and given him a year. But then everybody's going to kill me because I'm the judge, jury, and everything. So let me get somebody else to do it with the appeal process with the CBA. But I'm going to have to live with 11 games. That gets it out of the newspapers. It gets the NFL Players Association not appealing through the Supreme Court, which they would have done. And he knows that he's amputated, he really has, Watson's season. We can talk about how much money he makes. He's a quarterback. He didn't get thrown in jail. He's going to get his money eventually because we're going to forget because it's about throwing touchdown passes. Yeah. Let's be honest. It's about winning. Yeah. It's the National Football League. So I actually think Goodell, under the parameters that he had to work with the CBA, mm-hmm. and trying to be friendly to the players and, you know, create a good relationship, I think he did a heck of a job.
I guess, you know what? I'm going to ask. Forgive me, Molly and Kimberly, but I'm going to put y'all on the spot. I'm going to ask y'all this question. If Deshaun Watson flew to New York and showed up on First Take and sat right in that chair, Kimberly's in studio, you right here, Deshaun Watson sitting right where Doggy's sitting, and he looked y'all dead in the face and he said, I'm innocent. I didn't do this. I was just a hoe. I was just promiscuous. That's all. I was just trying to get with everybody. I didn't do anything illegal. I never assaulted anybody. I was just a promiscuous individual. And I'm getting accused of stuff because I proclaim my innocence from day one. What would y'all say to him? What do you think what punishment do you think he would deserve?
First of all, I hope he wouldn't use that language on First Take, and especially with me. That would be the first thing. Second of all, I'm just going to go based on the facts and what I reiterated, that they had the burden of proof that sexual assault took place in predatory behavior, mm-hmm. right? So I'm going to go based on the facts rather than he said or she said mm-hmm. what Sue L. Robinson found, mm-hmm. right? And then as far as, and I want to make one thing very clear. I don't think Deshaun Watson is the devil, okay? I believe in second chances for people. What I think he did is egregious and unacceptable, and I think the punishment is too lenient. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day.
What do you think the punishment should be?
I said a year.
Okay.
I said a full season. And I think that precedent needs to be set down in the personal conduct policy. Mm-hmm. And you want people to start talking, moving forward, make that a hard and fast rule. And it needs to extend to owners as well. But as far as if I saw Deshaun Watson, I would treat Deshaun Watson with respect like I would anybody else. Mm-hmm. He made terrible, terrible decisions. Mm-hmm. I hope he gets rehab for it. And he gets the proper punishment. It's 11 games. I wanted it to be a year. And I also believe in second chances. Mm-hmm. And I hope he changes his ways and learns from it. And I hope he moves forward with his life, just like I would anybody else. We're humans and we make mistakes.
I
want to respect the women and their claims and all the other women that are dealing with these kind of situations and don't want to step forward and, you know, and are scared to go against the superstar quarterback, but at the same time, rehabilitate the person because we are human. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
And that's how I would want to treat all people, and I hope people would treat me that way as well because I'm not a perfect person either.
Right. Kimberly?
I find it interesting that you presented that to Molly and I, and not Chris or yourself. But I would ask, what happened? I would ask, why 66 women? Why, in Sue L. Robinson's report, did she find this behavior? Why did she cite these things? Why did you say you're apologizing for nothing, that you weren't sorry, that you don't need counseling, and then when presented with a female team reporter associated with the Browns, apologize to the women, and then yesterday backtrack and say, I'm not apologizing. Why did you solicit these women, some of whom weren't licensed massage therapist. Mm-hmm. Why? What was the end goal? Mm-hmm. Why did you, what happened with the Texans? Mm-hmm. Like, bring up a lot of things that Jenny Vrentz has had in her SI reports, that the snapshots from these depositions. I would ask him about that. Mm-hmm. What would you ask him, Stephen A?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I was going to ask, first of all, I don't have to ask him anything. And the reason why I'm going to say that is because of what you just brought up. You found it interesting that I presented the question to you and Molly. Here's why I presented the question to you and Molly.
I took the question the wrong way, by the way. I didn't know you wanted to know what I would ask him. I was just saying, I thought you meant how I would treat him.
No. I didn't mean how you would treat him at all. What you would ask him and what punishment, that's all I was asking. But that's all right. I accept your answer. The reason why, Kimberly, to answer your question, I didn't present the question to Mad Dog Russo and myself is because we're very clear about what we think the punishment is. We think the punishment is fair. We think that you're missing 11 games after you missed last season. I personally would have preferred that the fine be $10 million more, $10 million or $15 million as opposed to $5 million because he's getting $46 million a year over the last 4 years. And the fact that you tried to be slick with your contract negotiations, only get paid $1.3 million
your
first year.
So is the punishment fair? I mean... Huh? Is the punishment fair? And last year was he didn't want to play for the Texans. Let's not conflate him not playing last year.
Well, that's fair. That's fair too.
Because
he got paid.
Out of Houston,
I said I got it. Okay. I said I got that. I'm not worried about Texas. Forget them. They done. Okay. I'm staying here. What I'm saying to you is I presented the question to y'all because Doggy and I came out the block saying what we thought about the punishment because we took multitude of things into consideration. We took into consideration the fact that the NFL negotiated what they negotiated with the Players Association, collective bargaining wise in terms of Goodell's power. We took into account the ruling on the judge and then ultimately the appellate judge. We took those things into account along with the fact that he's missing 11 games this season. And we said, okay, he didn't play last year, even though that wasn't punishment because he didn't play last year. You've been out of football last year. You're out of football for 11 games this year. That's the position. And for me personally, last but not least, I'm on the record. There's no way in hell I believe he's innocent. But my point is, I'm looking at us as America, and I'm like, damn, he's saying he's innocent. Y'all would not criminally charge him. Even though we might believe, damn, ain't no way in hell you that innocent. What do we do? Because, again, if what our feelings are places us in a position where that can dictate punishment. Think about the Pandora's box that opens.
But Stephen A., we're not going by feelings. We're going by the report. Predatory behavior.
No, I'm talking about the punishment. The length of the punishment is what I'm saying. That's all I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm saying we all have the information about what they found.
Yeah.
And she still came to the conclusion of 6 games. We're saying it should be more than that. It should be double that, okay? But y'all are saying, okay, it's the entire season. And we're saying fine.
No, I said the entire season. Look, I don't know what Kimberly said.
I think
for
she
punishment.
Did. I apologize, Kim, if I'm misquoting you. I thought you said the whole season as well. Maybe I missed that. All I'm saying is I don't disagree with any of that. But at the end of the day, we're still not going to be satisfied if what it's based on is the accusations and our opinions, and we're ignoring the fact that there are no criminal charges. Then we're saying, okay, listen, based on what the NFL has found, Sue L. Robinson, damn it, that's enough. This is what the punishment should be, and I'm cool with it. But you have a lot of people out there that are saying, you have some people that was calling up, they don't think he should ever play again.
And here's what I would do. I would sit here, I put Watson in that seat, and that's number one. Mm-hmm. I'd switch. Watson in that seat. And you know what I would do? I would get that. I would get permission from HBO, and I would get the real sports thing and get those two massage therapists on, and I make them sit there.
I like that.
And I make them watch it. And then I look in his eye. All right, Deshaun, you see these two women? One of them crying on TV.
I like that.
That's what I would do. I wouldn't even ask because I would be able to see his body language.
I like that.
That's what I would do if I had him sitting here.
I like that.
All right. Let me move this forward here. We have the statement from Tony Busby, the representative for all 24 in this case against Deshaun Watson, did not hold back when sharing their thoughts on the ruling that came down on Thursday, saying, by settling this matter the way he has, Roger Goodell has proven one of two things. Either his recent rhetoric was utter baloney or his bark is much worse than his bite. My belief is that it is nothing more than a paper tiger. The message today to all victims is clear. If you believe you have been sexually assaulted by a powerful person, please keep your mouth shut and go away. The NFL has certainly demonstrated that its ownership in the organization doesn't care. Kimberly, I'll start with you on this one. How do you think Watson looks now? And the one piece that I want to bring up is I know on Friday he had publicly apologized. I think it was with Aditi Kinkabwala of NFL Network, if I'm correct. And then we saw him yesterday, and he doubled down on his innocence.
Yeah, so in that interview, Aditi was working for the team. So he's talking to a female team employee at that point. I think here's the reality. If before yesterday you thought Deshaun Watson was innocent, then you are feeling today like this guy has gotten completely railroaded. If you thought before yesterday that the amount of allegations, the amount of women, the amount of women that Jenny Rentis at Sports Illustrated was able to talk to versus how many women the NFL and the Browns were able to talk to, if you thought Sue L. Robinson's report was valid, then you felt like yesterday 11 games was also criminal, right? I don't think anybody's view on Watson changed from yesterday. I don't think it changes anything because I think Steven said this earlier, only Deshaun and these women know what happened in that room. The Browns can say whatever they want. They weren't there. They're just banking on the due diligence that they did that made them feel comfortable with this person, that that's enough, and they feel good in that going forward, they won't face this sort of crises again. He will be good in Cleveland. He will, whatever team-approved massage therapists that are around him, that there will be no issues. So I don't think anybody looks at Deshaun differently. I think if you felt, as somebody who was there at his introductory press conference, who listened to him, who was there in minicamp, who listened to him say, I haven't done anything wrong. I don't feel I need counseling. All these accusations have taken me by surprise. Nothing that he said, the apologies and the backtracking of apologies change your opinion. This is a guy that wants to get on with his football career, and that's what this is really about. The settlement is all that it's about.
Stephen A., what would you...
Well, first off, what'd you expect Busby to say? He's going to go kill the NFL. That's what lawyers do. He did settle 23 of the 24 cases, so he could have made his own stand and basically civilly and not have this go away. I'm going to stick with this, and I am not a huge fan. I got a lot of problems in certain scenarios with Raj. No question about it. He did the right thing here. Under the whole scenario and what he has to deal with the Players Association, the CBA... The idea that he's got Haslam there and everything else, he gave him 11 games. He gave him a fine of $5 million. Perfect world, I'm with you, a year. Perfect world. The world's not perfect.
Right.
11 games, you have to understand, you know what? Mm-hmm. It's not ideal. He's getting punished severely. We all know we think he's guilty. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with how Goodell handled it.
Well, first of all, just to remind Kimberly, I've been on the record. He should have been suspended a year. I said that weeks ago. And I expected him to be suspended for the full season. My issue is that the reason I don't have the problem with the 11 games is because of the power you stripped Roger Goodell of. You stripped him of it. Now, you want to say he still has the power.
I will not accept that. Sorry, will not accept that. No.
Okay.
You can't tell me it should have been a year and then say, but I understand the business of the compromise. I understand Roger Goodell sort of, this
but
is what
reality,
just had to be
Kim.
Done. No, because
that's a reality.
Because, no. Because what is, there is the reality for business practices, and then there's a reality for, hey, this is a situation involving one of our players. This involves the Shield. What are we going to do to protect the Shield? If we, the NFL, strongly believe that Deshaun Watson is, in fact, guilty of what is being said, then the fact that going to court is what stops you.
Okay.
I understand. Here's the thing. We sat through Deflategate forever.
We just finished talking for a half hour as to why we understood it because of Roger Goodell.
Let's do this. Kimberly, can you stay? I have to get into commercial break. Can you stay? We'll finish this conversation.
Yes.
We'll finish this conversation after the break. We're going to call an audible here because there's plenty more to get into. More First Take after this quick break.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C. D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Brightside breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Welcome back into First Take. Thank you so much for being with us. Christopher Mad Dog Russo, of course, Stephen A. Smith, Kimberly A. Martin. I'm Molly Karam. If you're just joining us, we're reacting to the punishment by the NFL for Deshaun Watson. He received 11 games. And Kimberly took issue with Stephen A. and the fact that he initially had said he thought 1 year was an appropriate punishment, but now he thinks that the 11 games is right.
Well, first of all, let me say this.
And clarify if I said your point right before Stephen A.
Go ahead, Kimberly.
Was that
ahead,
accurate, ahead, Kimberly? Because I shouldn't have spoken for you. I apologize.
Yes. Molly, you're right. So go ahead, S.A.
Okay.
Let me be very, very clear, okay? Deshaun Watson is guilty of something. I don't need Judge Sue L. Robinson to tell me that. I don't need the appellate judge to tell me that. I don't need Roger Goodell to tell me that. We all know there is no way in hell you can have that many accusations levied against you and you're innocent. Put Kimberly up on the screen so I can watch her roll her eyes at me again. It's quite enjoying. Let me be very, very clear about this, okay? We understand that. But I challenge you on the notion, Kimberly, that you can't feel some way about something, but a different judgment comes down and it's okay. Don't tell me that's never happened in your life. That it's entirely implausible for me to say, if it were me, it would have been a year. Weeks ago, when before the ruling came down, I said, based on everything we're hearing and what's going down, it should be a year. And oh, by the way, I didn't like how they tried to get slick with their contract, only making $1.3 million the first year and $46 million for the final 4 years of his deal. I didn't like that. I said, that's another, as far as I'm concerned, you know you're about to get suspended. So I damn sure ain't letting you get away with that, which is why I didn't have a problem with the $5 million fine with the kid if it was $10 or $15 million, because they tried to be slick. It is entirely plausible, Kim, that I can look at Roger Goodell in the NFL and say, it should have been a year. But I understand how it came to 11 games because of all the ancillary things that you have to take into consideration on the side that influences this decision. You cover this league mm-hmm. better than most, I might add. You know this league backwards and forward. You know good and damn well mm-hmm. this decision isn't made, you know, unilaterally, you know, in a bottle. You know that. There's a whole bunch of things that come into the equation. Owners, Players Association, different other player incidences, and more importantly than that, the fact that you were dogged against Roger Goodell because he had so much power. So if you had not one but two judges that draw a conclusion and Roger Goodell finally conceded that, okay, I didn't settle for the 6 games, but at least I got 5 additional games. I would have liked the whole season, but I met him in the middle of the road. Roger Goodell comes across as a bit more reasonable. Taking all of those things into consideration, again, covering the NFL like you do, even though we don't like the decision, you can't look at it and say,
well, if you wanted him gone for a year, there's no way on earth that you should find this acceptable when you know all of those details, which you absolutely positively do know, that extends far beyond Deshaun Watson.
There's a difference in the question that's being asked. Did the NFL get it right? Is a different question than, do I feel good about it? Is it the right move? Is this what should have happened? Is this what I wanted to see? Did the NFL get it right? You said you would have suspended him a year.
Yes.
But you understand all the intricacies of it. I understand it too. I have comments. I get it. But for the NFL to go from, we want to suspend him a year, based off of what? What were you trying to suspend him for a year for? I imagine there's evidence, correct? Or else the NFL wouldn't be going after a whole year. So yesterday felt like the NFL caved, especially against the backdrop of the Browns trying to make this sound like, oh, this is just a guy who's gotten a second chance at life, and this is really not about Deshaun, and now this is an opportunity for us to really do some good in the community by giving $1 million for the purpose of intervention in sexual assault.
I would remind you that the NFL at times in the past tried to come down hard on players for what we thought was shaky information. We wanted to know more. We wanted to know what was the justification for it. We've had plenty of problems with the National Football League. So when you ask the question, what do they know? We make the assumption that they know more. But in all actuality, there have been times in the past where the Players Association has clearly questioned, what the hell do you know? Because it makes no sense, the kind of ruling that you want to hand down against the players. It's not always that they know more. It's always that they want to do what they want to do. And we've lamented that about the NFL.
Fair. That's fair. But this whole conclusion, it feels like the NFL, Deshaun's camp, everybody, Browns, put a ribbon on a year-long saga that everybody wanted just to go away. Let's stop talking about all this sexual assault stuff. Let's just get Deshaun off the field. And by the time he gets back on the field, oh, it's in Houston. Oh, we're going to be talking about, like, oh, Deshaun returns to Houston. It's a revenge game. That's how it will be portrayed. The NFL dragged us through Deflategate. It dragged us through all sorts of nonsense as far as suspensions and the type of things that they were willing to take to the end. But this situation, this is unprecedented. What we're seeing here with Deshaun Watson, the amount of lawsuits, this is unprecedented. So to act like this isn't an outlier and to act like this shouldn't be treated differently than things that came before it, I think that's where I'm stuck wondering, what are we doing?
Do you mind? Go. Yeah, Kimberly, I want to ask you this. Based on what we know, based on the evidence we do have, based on this situation, how would you like to have seen this handled by the NFL?
Say that again. How do I see?
So how would you like this to be handled by the NFL? Meaning like the punishment, the whole process, everything, and not going back on precedent, all that.
If the NFL felt it had enough reason to suspend him for a full year, then they should have seen that through, in my opinion. If there is enough to warrant this man sitting for an entire year because of egregiously, predatory behavior, then it should have been a year.
Okay.
That's we never one thing. There is no guarantee that Harvey, who was the final arbiter, would have given him 11 games. Maybe would have given 8 games. 6-2 light, 11-2 strong. I'll go halfway. And Goodell sensed that it might be bad, and he'd settle for the 11 games. Because remember, that arbiter, Harvey, he was the final call. How do we know he would have gone a year? We don't know that.
The other thing is, last thing, the reason I was shaking my head at Kimberly and saying no way, no way, no way, I view his return to Houston entirely differently. I think when he goes to Houston, the level of vitriol that will be waiting for him, not just because of these issues, these cases against him, but also because of the fact that he forced his way out of town, the level of venom and hostility and vitriol will be unreal when he shows back up in Houston. That's the way I view his return to Houston. It ain't gonna be peddled with roses. They're gonna be waiting for that dude in Houston. I think
either way, it's going
to
be a circus. Either way, it's going to be a circus,
and
that
to be a fun one for him.
Is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
We agree there.
I'll just end it by saying this, that I want to support the victims. I want to deter this kind of behavior and have strict enough punishment. And I also want to rehab people. So I hope everyone can understand that concept
conduct
of what
policy.
I'm trying to say there.
The NFL needs to tighten that conduct policy.
And modify the conduct policy, which we mentioned earlier as well, and extend it to owners as well, not just
players. And by the way, if you got 24 civil cases against somebody, you know what? You would think you should get them on.